Franklin. Welcome to the UCB Franklin Theater. Please welcome to the stage DJ Blue Dream and Sean Fisher.
Welcome to F2F in High! Oh my God, what a great audience. Is it true? What you said? Did someone say something?
I just said I love it.
Oh, thank you. Is it clear what the theme of the show is from my outfit?
We can operate while we're high.
Great. We're off to a weird but definitely stone start. I like it. So who here besides this fine person is too effing high right now? Anyone? Okay. Guys, we have an insanely fun show with some of the funniest people, honestly, in the universe. I was going to say in L.A., but
sure, yeah.
Coming out today and getting super high on this stage.
Yeah.
Before that, give it up for the Sultan of Sativa, King Kush, the highest host in the world, James Mastroianni.
Guys, how are we doing? Welcome. Welcome to I'm Too Effin' High. I'm James Mastroianni. I'm the host. Of course, you guys just met my right-hand man here, my co-host, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
It's always a last one. Who's here for the very? Who's here for the very first time? Who's never been here before? Awesome! Welcome, welcome, welcome! Awesome! This is great. Well, let me tell you what this show is. Right, this is a show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove the marijuana makes everything funnier. That's the point of the show. We're trying to show that, you know, it doesn't have to be something that harms. It could be something that creates, potentially. And so we're going to see what their brains does. We're going to see what everybody's brains does. And it'll be great. How are you doing, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm really high.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How high are you on scale of 1 to 10?
8.9.
That's
one
good.
Of the joints in the smoke circle had a 43% THC profile that I can't stop talking about because it was so intense.
That's a lot.
Yeah, fuck me up.
That's a lot. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very high. Kind of having a little bit of a like, what's real? What's not real? You know, like one of those little moments. Good thing is like I'm touching physical objects and they're feeling like physical objects. So far, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. At the very end of the show, you guys, we have Sean Fisher here, who is going to try to remember the show and remind us of it through freestyle rap. That's right.
Oh.
And so you're high, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so you have to watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
And try to remember as much of it as you can while you're high and
Correct.
Remind us what happened.
While getting higher.
Where are you right now? Where are you starting right now?
I was about to make fun of you guys for both taking really big breaths before you answered. And I caught myself taking a really big breath.
Oh.
So I'm going to say at least an 8. But it's crawling up pretty quick.
Okay.
My goal is to get to like teetering on 10 right before I have to stand up and freestyle rap in front of 100 strangers.
I love it.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's great. It's a very challenging thing to do. Very hard to do.
Thank you.
But you do it great. We look forward to being reminded of the show we won't remember.
Awesome. I'm terrified every time.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that's a good point. This is terrifying for all of us on stage. So, you know, we're very high right now, and the comedians coming out, they're very high. So
there's so few comedy shows you can go to where someone just says that on stage.
Yeah. Hey, just terrifying. So you guys know, we're all terrified up here. kind of freaking out. Didn't want to leave my apartment, and here I am. I don't fucking know any of you. so excited for the show, guys. This is we've got a really, really great show for you guys tonight. Before we meet our stoned comedians, though, we're gonna jump to this first segment called Hideas.
Yes. Eureka is a idea.
DJ Blue Dream, he's a genius. So a Hidea is basically, you know, I like to smoke a lot of weed, and sometimes thoughts, ideas come to me, and I just thought it'd be nice to come and share it with you guys. So I actually had these memorized, and then I got really high, and now it's like, nope, no, I don't. So I'm gonna look on my phone. Oh, here we go, perfect. These are just some ideas that I've had recently. A cupcake is just a muffin that's dressed for a rave. I hate the term dick measuring contest. It sounds like a contest to see who's best at measuring dicks. And the winner would be a carpenter, right? It would be a carpenter. Imagine how stressful a barbershop would be if our hair was capable of screaming. Just in the waiting room trying to read a magazine. Just hair screaming. You know what you never hear about anymore? Ransom notes. But I don't know. I can't tell if we don't hear about them anymore because less people are getting abducted, or if maybe ransom notes are just another casualty of automation. Either way, I think we all want to see ransom notes make a comeback, right? The general consensus is that having an outhouse is primitive. But is it though? Have we really upgraded? Because now we can smell each other taking a shit down the hallway. Yeah? All right, one more here. I don't understand why, of all the people that work at the circus, we've decided that clowns are the scariest. Because there's a guy that works there that controls lions with a whip. And if he were the bad guy in the movie It, him and three lions living in a sewer would be way scarier than just a clown, in my opinion. And those are high ideas. Are you guys ready to meet our panel of stoned comedians? We were out back. They got high. I watched them get high, so guaranteed they're all very high. Or we'll find out how high. Maybe not very. But let's welcome them out, shall we? Please welcome to the stage Tony Charlene, Nick Mandernach, and Matt Besser. All right, have a seat.
Yeah. It smells like weed.
Yeah, it does. It sure does. Welcome, guys. Welcome. How's it?
This is one bent scent.
Wow. What did you say?
Holy shit. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Did you say bent scent?
I was trying to also riff on the amount of weed in here, but yeah, I came up with this is a bent scent. The scent is bent, man.
I like that.
That's my contribution.
Yeah, the scent is bent, man. Yeah, the scent is bent, yeah.
He is not going to disappoint.
Nope. I love it. I love it. Tony, we'll start with you here because we always, every guest we have on, we ask these questions here. What is your current relationship to cannabis?
I do it. I do it mostly at night before bed.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it.
Okay, cool. And so do you like an indica? Do you usually do an edible or do you like to smoke it?
I used to love to vape. And then I was like, uh-oh. Is vaping not okay? And that's also a sincere question. Yeah.
You gotta go with some butter, man. Stay away from that oil shit.
I've recently switched to edibles, even though
that's not what I meant. I meant with a D. But go ahead.
Okay. Not butter. Butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean like smoke it?
Like crumble and stuff instead of going with the oil. Like
no, not oil.
Go with the concentrate that's not oil.
Yeah. Okay.
Vape that.
Okay. What about an edible?
You can do that.
Okay. I would eat that though.
But it's the bump. What? Oh no. I used to love these. Do you guys know these tins that chocolate covered blueberries or?
Oh yeah, the best.
And they stopped them, right? Because of the
no.
No.
Keto. The
they did because they found out blueberries are unhealthy.
No.
It gives you a lung cancer.
They didn't discontinue those.
Kiva, yeah.
Yeah.
They're great.
So oh. my God.
Oh. You just got to go to the right
shop. But they were 4 years
old,
to be fair.
Yeah.
She found them under her sofa.
I stocked up because I thought they weren't going to be anymore, and I bought a lot of tins, and then the place I go to was like, oh, yeah, we don't. And I was like, is it because of the new law? And they're like, I don't know.
What did they say?
Every time I go in, they're just like, I don't know. They really brush me off.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So, yeah, does that answer?
That's a great
don't
answer.
Vape? How many of us? But a round of applause. How many of us vape?
I vape.
Round of applause.
This is the first guess.
Of those, how many are suicidal and you're trying to kill yourself? I mean, it's possible.
Enthusiastic about it.
Round of applause.
Okay.
And how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Would you say? Just so that we can gauge.
I'm gonna say a 7.
Okay.
Whoa. I had 2.5 edibles and then whatever we smoked outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
That was crack.
Yeah.
Just to be fair. Just so everybody knows.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. Oh yeah. That variable should have been brought up. We're all on crack as well.
Was I not supposed to say that?
It was gonna be a surprise.
I sold my fucking dad's watch for it.
Awesome. Well, Tony, thanks for being here. Tony Charlene, everybody.
Long time friend.
Barely know her.
Nick.
Hey.
What's your current relationship to marijuana?
I don't smoke weed, but my girlfriend does. So right now it's a lot of refusing to smoke it, but insisting that it's cool. There's a lot of support. I it's just being supportive.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Is it an aggressive refuse?
Not me. You can barely register them as refusals. Oh, okay. There's so much. It's just the encouragement of just like, oh, da-da-da-da. But that means no. But that means like, but I am trying to just support.
I love you're inventing words left and right. It's great. It's great.
Thank you.
And so when's the last time?
Does she ever like get high and like blow some smoke down in your mouth and you're not aware of it?
Or into your ears.
Like a dog? No, my girlfriend's just not trying to get me high like a dog now.
She doesn't stick a newspaper around your nose and blow it in there.
Put a little weed inside some ham.
Yeah, that'd be a very
toss it to you, yes. Make you swallow it.
That'd be a very specific like relationship complaint. Yeah. Like someone goes and then it's my turn and I'm just like, she gets me high like a dog. I just don't know. Is that something I can budge on right now? Is that a boundary for me? Am I gonna have that conversation?
And I'm Jewish and she gives me ham.
Yes.
And how high are you right now, Nick?
Oh man!
On a scale of 1 to 10,
I would say I was trying. We were talking earlier about how to gauge it, and I would say a solid 9. And my gauge of that is that time keeps restarting for me. This evening continues to restart. The show is constantly restarting.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a 9.
That's great.
Yeah, for distortion of time.
9. That's like a Groundhog Day, right?
Yes.
I know what he's talking about. I haven't talked about it since freshman year, but I know what he's talking about.
Yes.
We used to call it 1-3-1. For every 1 second that most people are going through, my friend, he theorized that high people go through 3 seconds.
Yes.
And that's why we love and we think everything's so funny. Like normal people are like, boring, 1 second. We're like, look at all this crazy 3 seconds within your 1 second. If you don't get it, you've never been high. You've been smoking shit weed. That's sorry. Right.
Yeah.
1-3-1.
1-3-1. That's what sounds like a weird area. I wonder if that's an area code. 1-3-1. Feels like a weird one.
That'd be a terrible dial.
Yeah, that would be a terrible dial.
1-3-1. God damn it.
Awesome. Well, Nick, thanks for being here, man.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, Nick Mandernach. And how about you, Matt? What is what's your current relationship to cannabis?
Common law. Okay. We've been together so long, it just became a marriage.
I love that.
I started in freshman year of college, as I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And that was in 1900. No.
Jesus.
1986.
Oh,
86,
wow.
Yeah. And back then, weed was so shitty. And we would drive like 2 hours to get it to Albany. There's no reason to go to Albany unless you have to go there for weed. And then we'd get it and be filled with stems and seeds. So it's come a long way.
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
And so where did you go to college? I'm guessing in New York?
No, that's the sad part. In Georgia. No, Amherst College in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to drive all the way up.
But we did drive multi-states to get it. Yeah. It sucked.
You have a special out that is specifically...
About that.
Yeah.
It's about my arc with weed. And it's called Pot Humor. Guys, get it.
Yeah.
Who's going to get it? Sir, are you going to get it? Yeah,
can you
act on the screen? It's a whole stand-up special just on pot, and I got high halfway through the special. The whole audience is getting high, not just before the show, during the show. They're getting wicked baked, and I mess with them a lot. And the editing of the special is also pretty fucking high, too.
Oh, that's great.
It's pretty trippy.
We got, where did you do the special? What?
The Northwest Cannabis Club in Portland.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. And what...
That's your home?
Yeah.
You live in a cannabis club? That's so sad.
What are you talking about?
Do you live inside a cannabis club?
No, I live in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Currently? You do right now?
Well, no, I live here, but it's
from. Mm. Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's great. And what platform is it on?
It's on...
Where can people?
Why is that funny?
No. Sorry. Just off of I don't know why. You know what it is? I feel like a.
Go for it.
I thought when she said Portland, Oregon, I was just going to go, Powell's Books?
Because you love Powell's Books in Portland?
I guess so, yeah. I was just going to.
Just like Tony's your longtime friend.
That's very much one of those, yes.
Powell's Books.
The only platform it's on is Powell's Books. Unfortunately, you gotta go to this fucking bookstore, and this guy has it in back, and he'll show it to you for an hour.
He'll show it to you.
It's also on fucking Xbox, DirecTV, Amazon, Apple, pretty much everywhere. But cool. Netflix. How about that?
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. Check it out.
And how high are you right now?
I'd say two.
Two?
Yeah, that really bummed everybody out.
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Why don't you give me some of your fucking weed, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see what you're holding. Who's got some fucking Gary Payton number two? Who's got some Alien Labs for me?
Oh, yeah, who is getting up, you or me, or me?
Whoa.
Oh.
You got a lot past your way, my friend.
Look at this.
Here comes one. I don't know what that is. All right.
We'll get that two.
What?
We got to get that two up.
Are you really at a two? Matt.
No, I was lying, guys. I'm at a three.
Oh, a whole... Okay.
All right. Well, we're moving up. We're moving up from two to three.
Matt, for real, how goddamn high are you?
Powell's Books.
I just said 1986. Does that mean nothing?
Okay. Oh, wow.
And then they pass this.
Oh, that's much more impressive.
Oh, shit.
Here's this thing that's been in my ashtray for a while.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. Matt Besser, everybody. Hey. Check out that special, Pod Humor. Let's get to our first segment of challenges here. Our first segment of challenges. This segment is called The Hypothetical Situation. And so basically, you guys are high, and I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation. You're going to act that hypothetical situation out. And, you know, it's totally, if at any point anybody wants to jump in, it's completely open to improvise. And, of course, we do a different theme every single month or every single show, and we use the random theme generator. This is a completely random theme. Let's take a look here at the random theme generator. Oh boy, what's it gonna be?
What?
See.
Daylight saving. Okay.
Oh, daylight saving time. That's the.
Okay, is somebody fucking with me?
That's right. It's crazy. It's completely random. And
because you are, if you are, fucking stop.
Yeah.
Cool. And so, Tony, you're gonna go first.
Great.
You're gonna go first.
Fine.
So,
what do I do?
I'll tell you. So, okay. So each of you are gonna get one of the three different words: daylight savings or time. Tony, your word is time. All right.
Okay.
And your situation is you're here in front of Congress, and you're petitioning, to get rid of prison sentences and switch to a timeout based system.
For everything?
For everything, yeah. Instead of sending people to prison. No more prison. Instead,
it's timeout. And I'm in front of Congress?
Yeah.
How much time do I have?
45 minutes.
I need 50. Okay.
Yeah. Does that...
Wait, do I... Okay, got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
yeah.
For sure.
Do you need a minute?
Nope, got it.
Tony Charlene!
Congresswoman Tony Charlene. So our prison system is fucked. I'm going to speak frankly with you. It's mainly for profits, which is... there's so many injustices. In the prison system, you know, race, class, all of those things. If we start with a timeout... That for sure gives a moment of reflection. Yes, you're in prison. There isn't a whole lot, as people would think, a lot to do. However, it's just a system that's, you know, it's built for you to go back in, especially if you can't pay. Timeout, that has everybody invested, all right? Because I have to watch you through that timeout period. You have time to, like, really engage in what you did as a timeout. I mean, especially if we start this as children, you know, I think we could really, really do a lot. And that's my time.
Tony Charlene!
Oh my God! Oh my God! That's...
Well, I'm more high than I thought I was.
Your brain does start over, and the prison system is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can't convey that right now.
And Tony, we were sarcastic about 45 minutes, and you did 45 minutes right there. That was fucked up. You went into this whole time zone.
But it really is.
Yeah, luckily it is daylight savings.
Yeah, or the show would be over.
Yeah. We're lucky, Tony. That was great. That was
great,
perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was it for real?
What's that?
How long was it for real? Was it long?
No. Oh, okay, no, great. It was great.
Okay, great.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
You want more?
And I've never heard anyone speak Latin before. That was crazy.
Yeah, do you remember that, Tony? Do you remember speaking Latin?
Yeah, and your head spun around.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good thing it's daylight savings time or... So, Nick, you're going to go next, and you're going to have the word savings.
Oh, who is fucking with me? Savings? Are you...
Honestly, are you fucking...
Are you... Are, honestly. Savings is my word.
Smoke something right now or no?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Let's light a J. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Oh, I was hoping we could get
a little bit of the floor. The floor joint.
The stomped joint.
I don't even know what in.
So Nick, you'll great. Actually have a little thing there on the back that you'll use.
Oh, yeah.
And so your situation is you're a financial advisor, and you've been invited to your neighbor's house to teach them about saving money. And you brought some graphs and charts.
Great.
And so we're going to show the graphs and charts here, and you're going to explain through the graphs and charts exactly how to save money.
Speak to a neighbor.
Yes. To your neighbors.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Great. Nick Mandernack.
Rory. Rory, buddy. Look, if at any time I come off as condescending, Rory, tell me. But we gotta talk savings, Rory. We gotta talk savings, okay? We gotta get this house back on track, all right? Rory, I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to preach to you, Rory. I'm just here to talk some common sense savings techniques that you can use. Like, for instance, you could do a pie chart to kind of visually graph where the money in the house is going, Rory. Rory, where's the money? Where's it going, Rory? Rory, where's that money going? What is happening in your household? What is happening in your finances? Is it gambling? Do you think you couldn't bring that to me? Do you think you couldn't bring that to me? Do you think I would make you feel any less than? You know where I've been. Rory, you more than anyone, you know where I've been. Okay? You would always bring that to me. Thank you. Thank you.
Nick Mandernack. Nick, that was... That was perfect. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm at like 7 or 8. I had no idea what's going on.
I love that. I love that you showed up to Rory's. You brought all these charts and graphs. Didn't need to talk about them. I love it. It's great.
wouldn't dream of
it. That was perfect. Awesome.
I'm going to use the graphs.
Yeah. Matt wants to use the graphs. So Matt, your word is daylight.
Daylight.
All right. Well,
I just knew it.
Yep. Yeah. It's not a competition. Not a race. So your situation is, you're a vampire and you host an AM conservative talk radio show called Daylight Burns, and you're ranting about how all these new vampires are too sexy these days. Does that make sense?
He doesn't like the... Okay, I get it.
Yeah, like all the new vampires from like Twilight. You're an old school traditional type of vampire.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's AM talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is Vladdy B in the morning. Do we have any callers on the line? You guys, be callers. Mm-hmm. Oh,
Yeah, Vladdy B. This is This is Dave from Encino.
Hi, Dave. It's good to have old callers back.
No doubt.
God damn these new millennial vampires. They fucking think it's all about sex these right. days. What's your question?
Oh, no, you know what?
How old are you, Dave?
I'm right there with you. I'm 36 years old.
You're only 36?
That's right. That's
like the youngest vampire ever.
Yeah, that's
36?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
36. I'm almost 3,600 years old.
And that's incredible.
Anyway, what's your call?
You know, I just gotta.
You don't have to stick on topic.
Oh, thank
We're
you.
Talking about these new vampires, which apparently you are. They're into the sexuality and sex cells.
Right, exactly. And my thing is, you know, back in the day, you used to wear a full tuxedo, you know?
Sure, cummerbund, ascot.
And you know something?
Kids these days can't even tie an ascot.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you?
You know, now I'm looking at their ass. You get caught, you know. It's
Some of these new vampires, yeah. They wear bolo ties.
Exactly, they're wearing bolo ties. So I just gotta say that classic look. You know, there's a burlesque too, and
Sorry, Dave. We got another caller on the line. That's David from Encino. He's one of my favorite callers.
So
36. Only 36 years old. That's okay. Caller, you're on.
Yeah,
this is Vladdy B in the morning.
Hi, Vladdy.
Who is this?
Dana.
Dana, are you human or a vampire?
You tell me.
All right. Well, let's find out.
No, I was just calling to say I love that call that you just had.
Oh.
I'd be willing to go back and listen to it.
Have you ever talked to it? You sound like a human there.
Yeah, I'm a human.
Now, would you?
Dating
now,
I was a vampire.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Dating
now,
a vampire. You
now, do you like it when just a human nibbles on your neck and he's not looking for blood and he like bites on it a little bit?
No.
You tell you have a very strong no on that.
Yeah, absolutely not. And does that make me a freak? Oh, am I a freak on your?
To us, yeah, that makes you a freak.
Oh, I guess I'm a freak then.
You're a freak.
I guess I'm a real freak because I love my boyfriend who's a vampire.
Hey, look, this is a vampire. Freak. This is a show for vampires. We don't ask you humans to call in. It's a very late night show.
Okay, I was confused.
Call into a human show.
I didn't know.
It's normal for us to bite necks, freak.
I know. That's why I'm into it.
You're the fucking freak. Oh, my God, I just cursed on AM radio. I'd bite you. Come around here. I'll bite your fucking neck. I don't care. Fire me. I'm melting down. Fire me. I'm sick of this job. I've been on here for 2,600 years.
Am I confused? No, I'm okay with that.
Oh, you want a prize? You want a car? Come down to the station. You want a new car?
Okay.
Those sexy hybrids.
Yeah. Prius.
This show is sponsored by
Mad
raw
Fester.
Marijuana joints. Giant joints. Your raw marijuana pleasure.
Oh, man. That was great, guys. That was great. That was the hypothetical situation. Give these guys a round of applause. Hey, stoners. For more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. Let's get to this this final challenge here, you guys. So this is this.
I hope
segment.
I get daylight again.
this segment is called Cannabis News Network.
Cannabis News Network.
So basically, what you guys are going to do is you guys have 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go through an entire newscast. And every time DJ Blue Dream plays this sound, you have to switch to another category of news and improvise. And so, you know, you've got weather, you've got entertainment, you've got sports, all that sort of stuff. And the goal is to try to get through all of them in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Sounds like a lot of work.
All of them? Like you have a list?
No.
We can still use those graphs from the last bit.
That's true. We do still have graphs.
Okay.
Awesome.
Can I still be Vladdy B?
Absolutely. You can be whoever you want. Give these guys a round of applause. This is the Cannabis News Network.
This is Vladdy B reporting. The only vampire in cannabis news. Today in sports, another basketball player was caught smoking weed.
And in weather. Whether there is very dry and high temperatures, there will be flames engulfing the majority of California, in the Southwest, and of course our thoughts with those families. Those most vulnerable to fire. I was like,
that's right. We're down here at the Getty Fire right now, which was blamed on homeless encampments, but we've now found out it was two stoners watching the sunset, threw away a joint that was not fully smoked into some leaves. We're down here. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello, my name is Margaret, and I would just like to say how seriously I take this.
Welcome to Story of the Day. Story of the Day.
Angle on the other reporters thinking we cut this segment weeks ago.
No, you didn't. reporting on, story of the day, reporting on Los Angeles recovering from Halloween this year.
And the deadly fires which have engulfed the Los Angeles County and its residents.
Making Dia de los Muertos more popular than we thought.
More in sports. Today in the NFL, another NFL player was caught smoking weed.
And today in weather, we again take time to... We take time to think about those families, and we all...
Okay, so in today's news, avocados, no longer a stress.
In sports today, the NBA has gone on strike in support of avocado farmers. We cut here to LeBron James. I really don't understand why... oh, man, I'm so high. Another NBA player caught smoking weed, LeBron James. Cut to the Getty Fire.
And I just would like to say to all of those...
Wait,
And today in the friendly section.
Yes.
The friendly section where we show just a pleasant video at the end of each broadcast.
I love the friendly section. That's why I tune into the news.
We cut to the dog who learned how to say two words.
That was not a word. The dog who knows two words burned by the Getty fire. The words were, I'm on fire.
That's Cannabis News Network. Oh, man. I wish that was my morning news every day, that I could wake up, get high, and just watch that. That was perfect. Guys, you got high. You came out. You got put on the spot.
Yeah.
You fucking crushed it. We had a great time. They crushed it, right? Great job. How do you feel? How do you feel now versus like earlier? Was it easy? Was it hard? Did you have fun?
I got more high as the show went along.
Yeah. A lot more high.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
You know, and I was cynical about weed when I walked out here. But as we came together as a community in the last 60 minutes, I don't know, my mind's changed, and I feel that it's more than just something to get a buzz, and we actually did come together. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Yeah. I agree.
Fuck.
This gum is delicious.
Yeah.
This gum is...
I meant to play Smoke Weed Every Day, and it's an old recording of you saying cum is delicious.
That was the wrong button on the soundboard.
It was meant to be.
Smoke weed every day.
Perfect.
Which would have made so much sense to as a summary to that beautiful impassioned speech. I'm so sorry.
Nick, do you have a passionate speech of some sort?
Oh no, I just wanted to say that I had a great time with Matt and Tony and James and everyone involved in the show.
That's nice.
Nice. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Tony, is there anything nice you'd like to say to somebody?
We're going to skip over this gum is delicious. Is that what it said?
We've done it in the show before. Yeah, okay. it's something we've done in the show before. Mm.
It's from, it's like an out of context recording from like one of the shows.
Yeah, no.
Because you disagree with that statement?
Because I disagree with what statement?
That your own cum is delicious?
I would disagree with that statement. Okay. Yeah. Mm.
I think it depends, probably.
Yeah.
On?
Context. Like if I was at a football stadium, right? It's the middle of the game. You know how they have tiered seating. And I went like this, and some dude's jacking off into my mouth. I'm not into that.
Oh, right, because it's like, this gum is delicious. Let's state whose gum it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
You get me.
Got it.
You get me.
I've had a great time. Thank you, everyone.
We won some.
Struggled a lot and had a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, this is great. You guys were, thanks for coming and doing this and getting high and being put on the spot. Before we say goodnight, though, before we leave, we got to just be reminded of the show. Mm. We've got the wrap up with Sean Fisher.
Thank you. Andrew, can you switch my screen real quick?
All right, so Sean, you're going to try to remind us of what happened in the show.
Yep.
Through freestyle rap.
Let's do it.
All right.
Whew. All right, I stood up, so I'll get this shit done. You're gonna experience my rhymes in 1-3-1. Yeah, and I would hate if we didn't reference the fact that the scent is bent. So let's keep on going. I'm gonna spit some tight rhymes. We're gonna talk about daylight savings time. And when it was over here, we were saying with the time out. And we just went about it in a like, wow, maybe I shouldn't approach this discussion. So I'm backing off of this beat like it's percussion. And now I'm gonna keep on going. I'm fiddle craving. What I'm gonna do is now we'll talk about the savings. And what I'm saying, I will not say sorry when I'm turning over to my neighbor named Rory. Rory, I'm in all of your business, but seriously, I'm gonna help you with investments. Yeah, sometimes I bend it to make it work. I know that I'm doing it, I'm aware of it like I'm a jerk. And I'm up here, I know you're glad to see that I will not forget that. Give it up for Vladdy B. Woo! In the morning, he was up here performing like what we were saying with this morning show. We didn't really get out, but we were mourning so many of the families that died in the fire. But we didn't get to that. They perspired and then expired and then exhaled. Look, don't worry about it. You thought that I failed? I just set sail. Oh, it's the end, see? So here's the section where we reference some friendlies. The friendly section. Yeah, you remember it.
John Fisher! Yeah. You guys have fun with us tonight? Yeah. We do this live show here the first Saturday of the month right here at UCB at midnight. It's also a podcast, new episodes every single Tuesday. And check out the website, I'm2effinghigh.com, for information on shows we do around the city. Stay 2effinghigh, you guys. Thanks for coming out.
Check out our new podcast,
Barely Composed,
with us,
Femini Trio.
Each week, we write a brand new comedic song with one of our funny friends.
Listen and subscribe to Barely Composed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Campfire.